What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
And I'm glad we have our intro music back. It really sets the mood for us over here.
Even though this is the one time I've actually talked over it because...
That's fine. I don't care. It's better than us looking at each other, listening to each other blink.
Well, I know. I made a comment. If you could barely hear me over the intro music, I said, ha-ha or hee-hee, you changed your shirt.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Here we are live on Twitch, and Emilio was wearing the just green enough shirt to make all of his tits sparkle.
I looked magical.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, it's my first day, guys. Everybody calm back. I know.
No, it's actually Bobby's shirt is doing it a little bit.
Yeah, and got some teal.
The glitter tits, and basically if Super Bowl was last night and everyone saw Jayla's glitter ass, and I'm convinced I want to be that for Halloween.
How old is J-Lo now?
51?
50.
50? Yeah.
50 wow. Years old.
Looking good for 50.
Amazing for 50.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. So the only thing we really want to plug at the top of the show is DLGCon 2020. So still openings on the house there. You can scroll down in the show notes and just click on that, see what is available. Mm-hmm. And I of course didn't get around to this week, but I really want to lock in a design for the t-shirt. We really need a design for the t-shirt.
Oh, that'd be so much
fun.
I'm
thinking like either number one, like a Star Wars thing where it's just like characters exploding out of the center kind of thing, you know, like very cinematic poster look, or maybe some sort of like,
okay,
I
could be Princess Leia. He could be Jabba the Hutt and he could be Han Solo.
Wow.
Jabba the Gut.
Was Jabba on the Return of the Jedi poster?
Emilio,
I think he was.
Sorry.
I don't know. Probably in the background.
Everybody was on those posters. Let's see. Return of the Jedi.
My roommate actually has this poster.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah.
There I am.
I like how Lando is like looking quizzically over his shoulder, but Han Solo front and center there.
Clown Lotion, get on it, man. I need you to become an artist real quick.
I don't know. We got to throw around some ideas though and get those made because I really want to have t-shirts this time around.
Bobby's like, we need to have a t-shirt. First thing I was like, oh, well, you know, everybody's visiting, so maybe we should do San Diego, maybe put a sun. Star Wars, right? We're bursting out into the scene.
I'm open to lots of ideas here.
Who doesn't love Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, I think it'd be great if people had a little memento to take home. They could wear it when they go back home and then have to awkwardly explain what it is to friends and family.
Bigger and better this time around. We have so much more time to coordinate all the little things, and that's what really matters. And
so
I'm
many
excited.
More rooms, too.
Yep. All right. So let's get into the our fun little section of the show where we play some audio games here.
And that we have our East Coast, well, not East Coast, but many hours ahead contestants wait for us for an hour and a half because we're late. And it's now 3 a.m. for him.
Well, let me explain a little bit just so nobody's confused. So what we do at this portion, we're going to ask you 3 questions. The first one being who said that? And it's where we give you a quote that one of the casters said, and you have to guess which one of us said it. And this is for all casters, even the old ones. The next one is going to be which one is that, where we ask you a question based off a game that was in a franchise or, you know, something like Star Wars, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, something from a large franchise, and you tell us which one of the franchise that was from.
Get JD on, and then we'll explain
to him. I believe he is on.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
You sure can.
Can you hear us?
Awesome. Sweet. How's my favorite people?
Amazing.
Good.
Now, we have to ask you, also another participant of the DLG Con House. And
participant.
The most participant. Like,
host almost.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. So, John, is that okay that we use your first name?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So he was notoriously ready to get everybody in the mood to party. And then, of course, his infamous silken robes. So
he made sure, like, if your drink was going down, he'd make you a drink. I dropped the ball on getting food on the first half day. He made food. Like, it was incredible having him there. almost so much.
It was incredible being there.
Yeah, thank you so much for all that you did.
I loved it. I'm signed up for 2020. Yeah. Can't wait to go back.
Woo. Right. I know, I'm excited.
All right, so last week, Captain Gummy got 1 out of 3. JP, you think he can beat that?
I know I can beat Gummy. I'm just not sure if it's at this or if it's a first-person shooter or something else. So I'll try.
Like, I feel like he got 2 out of... No?
No. No, he was really? 1 for 3. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like he was close.
Well, let's start with who said that. So I'm going to give you a quote here. And some of these quotes may be paraphrasing, but the sentiment is there. And you're going to tell us which caster said that. All right. And this one goes back a little bit, but it's come up several times. In the future, houses will be computers.
I feel like that had to have been Emilio.
That is correct. All right.
Nice. Now, did you get that out of... Did you get that out of... did you remember that, or was that deduction?
No, I definitely remember that being brought up multiple times. There's a theme there.
And that was wrong, Bobby. I said every house will have a house computer.
A house computer. Okay, but the idea is the same, though. Every house will have a house computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, how is that the same? Every house will have a house computer, or houses will be computers?
Because the idea that he's positing is that the computer will be built into the house.
Oh, like a Alexa or a Nest type of ordeal.
Oh, by the way, everything's going right towards the direction I said.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Time for which one is that? So I was scrolling through these, and I thought, you know, what's going to be one that... this is the hardest category, in my opinion, here. I don't know how you are on strategy games, JP.
Okay at best.
Okay.
I can't even spell strategy.
All right.
Then let's try together.
This one's going to be tough for you, but here it is. Which Star Wars PC game was the first to be labeled strategy?
Ooh.
So it's a Star Wars game, and it's a strategy
PC game.
And it's the first one.
I can envision it.
You can see it?
Yeah, I can see it, but I can't say it.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, this is tough.
These are all tough. Any guesses? Oh.
I'm almost ashamed that I don't know this because I like a lot of different Star Wars stuff, but I don't know. I don't know it. Sorry, guys.
So, all right. Can I guess?
Or no? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there was an RTS, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Yeah, Empire at War.
War? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I would have failed,
too. It was actually Star Wars Rebellion.
I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, not a lot of people played this one. I, however, did. I know Sniper has, but it's not a lot of people miss this one, and it's a shame because it's a great game. I always remember the box art. It was that shot from A New Hope with where you're looking underneath the Star Destroyer, and it's going over. It's that low angle shot.
What type of game?
It's on Steam. Let's pull it up here. Let's see. Rebellion.
If Bobby doesn't know how to spell rebellion.
Well, I'm trying to type with
this, with his left hand this thing on the laptop keyboard. I mean,
Star Wars Rebellion. Yeah,
little baby keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is an old one. So we're talking like 90s. Yeah, 1998.
Dude, this is super hard, man.
All these ones are hard. Well, I don't know if you've played every single Assassin's Creed game or Call of Duty game, then maybe the other ones are easy.
Yeah.
Gummy got that one right last time. He got a Call of Duty one. I guess that was easier.
Well, it looks awful.
All right. So for the next for the next section, we're going to play a little audio clip. I'm going to give you the choice. You want music or do you want a sound effect?
I'm going to go sound effect.
Sound effect, popular choice.
100% of the time.
Oh, I would say music, hands down.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'd go music too. All right. And this one, oh God, this is going to be an easy one. If you don't get this...
Oh, no.
We're going to have an issue here. All right.
Rock and Stone. Deep Rock Galactic.
Deep Rock Galactic. Yeah, that was a little too easy.
So we played Deep Rock Galactic, I think, yesterday. Was it yesterday, John?
Yeah, day before.
Oh, day before. And he brings me into a server with his two friends, and they're a married couple. And everybody has low voices because everybody has sleeping babies. But we're you know, picking away, looking for minerals. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, John's like, you guys know Emilio's famous, right? I was like, no, man, I'm not famous.
Famous in our hearts.
Yeah. And then I had to explain how I do public radio from my garage.
Yeah. So that's 2 out of 3. Congratulations. You beat Captain Gummy. What does that get him?
It's a new record. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I'm not
does
sure
he get what's in the mystery
the
bag?
Well, we're going to... You always get that.
Can I always get the points?
All right. So you probably heard the sound last week. You had a week to do some research. I'm going to play it again for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You didn't give him the coin on the last one.
Oh.
Two there coins.
Yeah, now I feel better. All right.
That's all right. Four archers.
And a little mood music here while you're thinking about this. So the what's in the bag, it's a machine gun. I don't know. It has kind of a wet sound to it. I don't know.
Ugh.
But don't think that...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to sway you either
way. Yeah, yeah. Don't think that was leading you somewhere.
Play it one more time for him.
Yeah, one more time.
Jeez. It could be so many games.
I do recognize it, though. I don't know if I would be able to just out of the blue pick what this is, but knowing what it is, I can tell.
I can almost get it, but I...
Gee, do you know what it is?
I want to know. I feel like I know. I want to guess.
Because we can tell you later. I mean,
oh, right.
Here, you want to?
And I can't phone a friend. I can't ask Chi to ask one. Yeah. God, that's tough. It could be so many things. I don't know. I don't think I got one, guys. I'm sorry.
Right now. So last week the warthog was guessed, which I thought was a pretty good guess.
That was a good guess. Yeah,
I think that was a good guess. It isn't. It isn't from that time period, though. I'll give you a hint. It is newer than that. Chi, do you want to help him out with the guess here since you don't know what it is either?
What? Am I allowed to? What if my guess is right?
Then he wins. He wins $10.
Oh, yeah, I'm phoning a friend.
What?
It's Chi.
No. What if? No. What is your actual guess, John? And if not, you can phone a friend if you fail.
I don't have a good guess. It just could be so many things. I can't narrow it down to
guess
a single
hard.
Thing.
Guess hard.
I would think it was like a SMG from like.
He's yeah, it's a machine gun from some game. Bobby commented that it's firing into something wet or whatnot.
No, it's
or
not.
It's in the rain.
No, it's not.
It does. I like your SMG route because it does kind of sound like a smaller machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chi.
Or like a nail gun or something.
All right, John. Time's up.
I got nothing.
Any shooter.
You got to say
there.
Something.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know, SMG from CSGO or something like that. I got nothing.
No, that is not it.
Yeah, I was not going to guess CS. Can I guess? Can I actually guess? Is
not
this
on
a thing?
Mike, I feel
well,
like
now.
Okay, I guess not.
So that means that the prize is going up to $15 next week. We're raising it $5 every week. That's why it's so hard. This is going to get up to like $100, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
People aren't
going to
get this. This is tough.
Or I come in, I swoop in, and I take all the money.
There you
Maybe.
Go.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, the important thing is you did beat Gummy.
Yeah, that was exactly what I... That was the barrier to entry. That's what I needed to do.
Good job, buddy.
All right, well, we're going to let you go. Thanks for hopping on and playing this game with us. And we look forward to seeing you at DLGCon again. And you're always in the chat and always on the Discord anyway, so we'll see you there.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Love you. Take care.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Have a great show.
All right.
We front-loaded that because it might be getting late for John. He's got baby, like a baby.
Yeah, so. I like doing it at the beginning anyway. I think that's good. We're off to a good start when we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did we make it too hard? Did we make the noise too hard?
Well, the higher the money, the better, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually everything will be guessed.
Yep. All right, so let's talk about some video games here on the radar, games that have come to our attention this week. The first one, I don't want to say this is big news, but this is news, Torchlight 3. So originally, this was supposed to be Torchlight Frontiers. It was this big open world RPG online, a whole new direction for the franchise. And they ended up scrapping that idea and just said, no, we're just going to make Torchlight 3. It's going to be like the other Torchlights, but also like Diablo, where it's an online experience. People can jump in and out of your game. I'm kind of ready for some more Torchlight. It's been long enough.
Torchlight 1 is let me see. What is my favorite dungeon crawler of all time? It might be Torchlight 1. Torchlight 2, I feel like they threw too much stuff in there, and it felt crowded. I played the shit out of both of them. Mm-hmm. But Torchlight 1 was fantastic. Loved it. But yeah, I'm glad that they dialed it back here. They seem to have been going for a game as a service route, you know, to keep that money coming in. And, you know, they're looking at the landscape. You know, the CEO comes out somewhere in this update, I think on Twitter or something. And he's just like, you know, Frontiers, we scrapped Frontiers. And we decided that we listened to the fan base and decided that we were making a premium product. So we're just going to put out one premium price. I don't know if he said premium price, but like, you know, what you pay one time and you get the whole game. And there's no pay to win or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's somewhere between Torchlight 1 and 2. And, man, the aesthetic, the colors, like I said, one of my favorite dungeon crawlers of all time.
Yeah, and it's no price yet and no release date, but 2020 is when they're expecting this to come out.
You know what's great about this, too? Much like League of Legends or something, you can have the thing, the vendor or... What is that thing called that it goes and buys for you?
The mule.
Yeah, but that's not what it's called. It's called Courier, right? Courier,
yes.
Yeah, Courier, I think.
Yeah, anyway, you have one of those. So you can just keep grinding. Like, you don't have to go back to home. It's awesome.
Get rid of that. Yeah, and, you know, they originally were going to have
mule. So cute.
They were originally going to have a store like Diablo originally did where you could actually buy items for real money, which...
Defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, that's a horrible idea. But that was one of the things I got scrapped. Let me go grind in real
life so I don't have to grind it at home.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Terrible idea. Glad they got rid of it.
Yep.
Next game is New World. Now, this is an MMO that is coming out in May of 2020.
Yes.
Fate has summoned you to the shores of Eternum, the Eternal Isle. Overcome the brutal legions of the corrupted and draw battle lines with competing players in the land of danger and opportunity. In a land hell-bent on your destruction, what will you do to survive? I hate when they get a little too poetic there in the descriptions and don't actually tell me what the game's about, but it's all right.
So this trailer's pretty cool. This statue has something to do with life and death. And people keep going there for, it looks like, immortality. And everybody dies. Like, different years of people go there and they die. Mm-hmm. And then new people show up and then trying to get it. But then everybody who's been killed are zombies defending it, pretty much. I thought it was pretty cool. Anyway, the gameplay pictures and video looks really cool. A lot of... depth, high graphics. We're talking about, like, this is not like a pay to win free MMO. This is probably going to be a premium product. It's coming from Amazon, and I think they threw a lot of money behind it, and it shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amazon, they've been trying to break into the gaming market for a while.
And they're doing so with an MMO. Is this one of their first larger releases? Have they released anything
else?
Well,
I think all their other releases... I can't remember. They either didn't do very well or they got scrapped in production, or I can't remember what exactly happened. But
they tried to do some casual games, some mobile games, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like their first big one coming out.
MMO. That's I don't know.
It's tough, right?
Maybe I'm putting too much into that label. I'm sure it has other aspects to it that mean it's not going to be a WoW clone, or it's not going to be... like so many of these other MMO games that popped up and just immediately died off.
Like, first of all, it's hard to make a video game. Then it's really hard to make an MMO. And you're trying to do both. And it's your first time out. Whew, good luck. Luckily, you have infinite money. So that helps.
That's true.
Right?
All right. Next game is Stone Shard.
Sniper's really happy about, what did we just talk about, New World? He says open world, crafting, conquering, PvP, land control, hype.
So. That would be interesting, PvP, land control, because the difference between most of MMO territories is that it's either exclusive to Horde, Alliance, and then there's contested areas, but it's more or less a neutral ground. So if you can actually have world PvP and gain advantages over certain said territories, then that just makes world PvP a lot more rewarding. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stone Shard is a turn-based RPG, also set in an open world. And this game I've seen popping up a lot of different places. Like, a lot of people are getting excited about this. It's an early access game that is available February 6th, so right around the corner here.
Yeah, I actually put this one on the radar. Yeah, it looks really good to me. Just the inventory management, the fighting. Seems that it's tactical turn-based. One thing I can't tell is if you're a group or if you're just one person. In not multiplayer, but I mean, like, do you have a party or is it just one person? The graphics are pixel-based. You're not buying this for the graphics, but I don't know. Something that just appealed to me right away. And it looks like something I can get into. But more on that. So I'll pick it up and I'll let you guys know. I'll play it for 15 minutes and tell you guys it sucked.
No price on this game yet.
Yep.
But I'm sure they'll have one soon.
No, this looks like a lot of fun. You said it's open world, so the inventory alone looks like Diablo.
Yeah.
And, you know, you find equipment, you're finding monsters, obviously, from some dark, demonic origin. So you're in basements or dungeons, supposedly, yeah, killing things. So.
Dungeons or field trash. Just fucking hardcore RPG.
Yeah, there's a little numpad, but the typical RPG UI, yeah, at the very bottom too. So that's nice.
Yeah.
It could be like a single player Diablo-esque.
Developed by Inkstain Games. So these are the same guys that made 12 is Better Than 6.
Oh, that was a good game.
I liked that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't get a lot of attention, but I thought it was
good. So it's free, the prologue? Is it just, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it looks like you can play a little bit of it for free.
Yeah, and it's very positive with like 2,500 reviews.
Interesting.
So that might be enough to let me know whether or not I should throw the 20 or the whatever, yeah, amount it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I like that they're doing that, this whole prologue thing. That other game that just came out, we talked about it on the radar a month ago. It was something broadcast, news broadcast, the one where it's kind of like Papers, Please, but you're controlling a radio station. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did the same thing. There's something called a prologue where you could play like the first level of the game for free.
It's good. It's like a demo.
Yeah. Like a demo or shareware, or what do they call that back in the day? Not shareware. Was it shareware?
I don't know. It was a floppy disk that came inside the PC Gamer plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Commander Keen, like they'd give you the first level for free on a disc and then you could buy the rest.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, it's better than early access. That's the difference between early access and prologue.
Early access can work for some people. Okay, last game is Alien Hominid. This is the new game from Behemoth, the guys who made Castle Crashers, Battle Block Theater, Pit People. This game, however, I don't think they've announced it for PC yet. They've announced it for every platform but PC. And this is based off their first game or one of their original games that was a Flash game where it's like Contra. It's like a side-scroller shooter, co-op, and it looks cool. I don't know if there's any gameplay in this here, but
it's an old Newgrounds Flash game. Interesting.
Are they still using the guy narrating?
Yeah, like Will something. I can't remember his name.
Let's get some audio. See if he says anything.
Let me back it up here because this part's kind of funny. This is just like a teaser trailer. There is gameplay on YouTube, and you know, it looks like this type of animation, the type of animation you're used to from Behemoth, but the gameplay looks very much like I said, Contra, like two guys, co-op, just shooting a bunch of bullets at big monsters. So I don't know. It could be good. I hope it comes out for PC. Did Castle Crashers come out on PC right away? I feel like that was on
Xbox first, I feel.
Yeah, it was like when Xbox first started doing that
game or whatever their online service is called.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'm full of questions today and no answers.
Gee. What about Xbox Game Online?
A lot of indie
Xbox
games.
Xbox Live.
Yeah, and a lot of indie games started popping up there, and it was like this whole new thing. And this is like 12 years ago, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cool. It was like, oh, I can just buy a pretty good game for $5. Yeah, yeah, great. You know, as opposed to just spending like 30 to 60 on.
Geometry Wars was really big.
Yeah,
on
Geometry
there.
Wars. Yeah.
Child of Light. I think there was another one.
All right, so that is it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have played.
Those are some really good games for On the Radar. I feel like this one, like all of those games I could see myself playing.
Yeah, that was solid.
Especially Torchlight 3. I will be indulging in that. I've played the first and second one. Never beaten them, but played them and enjoyed them.
They're long games. I never made it through them either.
Mm-hmm. Plus the co-op.
All right, I'll start out with one. So I played Disintegration. This was on the radar not too long ago. It was announced at Gamescom. I think we just talked about it last week, actually. Disintegration is the game where it's a first-person shooter, but you're also a bit of an RTS. You're controlling ground troops while you fly around on this thing called a grav cycle. And you're fighting and shooting other people in grav cycles, but also commanding your troops at the same time to do various things. So they had an open, or actually a closed technical beta that was just open for 2 days. And a friend of mine on Steam gave me a pass to it, which was awesome. And I played a little over an hour of it, which is about as much as you can spend on a technical beta like this, because they close off a lot of sections of the game. So there's really only one little part of the game, one thin slice of the game that you can play it. It's really hard to judge it and say whether or not it's good because so many parts are missing from the game. But what I played, I liked it. Just, I was really bad at it. Maybe that's what I didn't like about it.
So how do you
technical game, too technical.
When you're saying RTS, I think that means people think that you're like 100 miles away.
And that's where I was confused too. So when you say RTS, it sounds like you're playing Warcraft 3, but you're not. So you're flying around this grav cycle. And what it felt like was that, what was that game that Cliffy B made right before he went out? Outlaws or
Lawbreakers.
Lawbreakers. Remember the flying class in that? There was a character in there that could fly around. That's just what this felt like. It felt like a first-person shooter, but you were controlling like a spaceship with 6 degrees of freedom. So not only are you worried about forward, backward, left, and right, you're also worrying about up and down your height. And on top of that, you're commanding your troops around, and your troops are really responding to just like keyboard commands. So there's a lot to do in the left hand, right? There's a lot of buttons to press, and you can tell your troops to go here, go there. You can get different kinds of troops that have different abilities, which is pretty cool. And you can use them in various ways, which I thought was all right. Like I started playing the medic character, and I would just hang behind my troops and heal them up while they went out and harassed the team. I couldn't do much damage. And then meanwhile, I'm healing my other teammates as well. So I played my grav cycle guy as kind of a backline character. And other times I'd take another grav cycle, because there's different classes of the grav cycles, and they all have different paint jobs and like different crews too. They actually look pretty cool. There's one that's like this 80s neon crew. There's one that's like a Mad Max Road Warrior crew.
So like depending on the way you're going to play?
Yeah, some of them have different guns and loadouts, which I assume you can unlock more, which would really add to the game. But they also have like, they're faster, they're slower, they have more armor, you know, different kind of stats.
Yeah, I figure like maybe your ground troops won't be as strong, but you're stronger, or, and then there's the other way around or stuff like that.
Well, here's the thing about the ground troops. I'm wondering if you could customize those in when the game actually comes out with fully featured.
Because, is it going to be multiplayer? Do you know?
Yeah, it's like only, well, they have a single player mode, but I think it's primarily going to be multiplayer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a weird mix then.
I mean, it's different enough from a lot of other first-person shooters out there. It'll be interesting to see if people take to it. Everything, I will say this, everything worked perfectly, and it looked great. Like, there were no glitches, which is very different from the other experience I had this week with Warcraft 3, but more on that later. So it all held together very well. And as I played, like, when I got about 5 rounds in, I really started to figure out, oh, this is... Because I just started watching the people who were kicking my ass. I was like, what are they doing? And then I just started doing what they were doing.
Oh, you weren't playing against bots?
No. Oh. I was playing against other people who were in the technical
outfit. Is it one-on-one?
No, it was 4v4.
4v4, okay. And
they only had one multiplayer mode enabled. So there, I'm sure there's other ones. There's one that's just like a team deathmatch. There's one where you have to like retrieve bombs, bring them to a location. And then there were a bunch of other modes that were just grayed out that I couldn't unlock.
So if you get killed, are you out for the round?
No, you come back. It takes you a while to respawn.
Okay. And then is there an objective? Or is it just...
Not in the modes I was playing.
Okay.
Except for that one where you have to like bomb the target locations. Oh, gotcha. But yeah, I mean, it was good. It was, there's a lot, this is exactly what it felt like. I had forgot to say this at the top of my speech here, but it felt just like a mech game, like a mech warrior or some of those other mech games.
There used to be a game that where you had 6 degrees of freedom. It was like called The Descent, I think. Descent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an old one.
Yeah, but you control it just like, I mean, it reminded me exactly the controls anyway, the way you kind of float around, like you were saying. But if you're not watching this, it's really hard to explain because it's different, but imagine like you're in a low flying helicopter and you're just watching your troops from about 50 feet away and you're telling them what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And giving them support. Mm-hmm. Basically. Yeah. That's basically what this
is. It's interesting, but I as a huge shooter fan, for some reason, if the fact that it's a vehicle, it deters me from
it's a slower pace, which is why compared to the mech games, yeah, like it's not like how you're gonna headshot somebody.
How much is it related to skill shot versus strategic coordinating?
That kind of depends on what class you're playing. There's one class that has just something where you can like auto lock and target somebody and just let the rockets fly, and that's what most people were playing and seemed to be really effective. But the healer class, I saw like the best players I saw were playing the healer class. So those were the ones that I think were really good at controlling their ground troops, because that just adds such another layer to all this. Like you can just take all your troops and just rush in and try to just kill somebody before they kill you. Or you can be a little slower and you can have your troops kind of poke and prod. They can scout for you. They can draw fire and your troops. Like, so you have maybe three or four guys. They die and then they eventually respawn. But your troops are all different. So you can have snipers and they have a special ability where they like do high damage shots from far away. You have like a little mech. You have a guy that throws like a stun grenade. Like all your troops have different abilities. So all those abilities plus your weapons and abilities, like
it's a lot.
Your fingers are dancing across the keyboard. Like it's quite a bit.
Could you like run 4 snipers if you wanted or whatever?
It wouldn't let you change your crew like that, but I really hope in the actual game they do. Like maybe you can unlock different ones, you can give them different abilities or use different types of troops. That would be really cool to build to really customize these characters. Everything was very cookie cutter in this beta.
Really interesting concept. I hope it works out.
Did you have to communicate with your teammates ever over voice? What type of, did it feel team-based at all?
I felt like I wanted to, and it was mainly just stay together. Like, it felt like a lot of other first-person shooters where it's just like, if we 2v1 someone, they're dead, we're not.
Right.
Kind of deal. Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah, I don't know. It was such a thin slice of the game that I was able to play that I really can't determine at this point, but I want to reiterate, like, it looked and played so well for being at this stage in the game. Like, it looks ready to go to me. Mm-hmm. So.
Another analogy, it kind of feels like it's like you're playing a first person MOBA, but you're in control of the creeps as well as being the hero.
Yeah, kind of. But MOBAs usually have that like battlefield lanes, things like that. This is just kind of a little more scattered.
Gotcha.
So no price on this yet. And I think I remember when they announced this at Gamescom, I think I remember them saying that they were going to include a single player mode. Not positive on that, but that would be good.
Yeah,
I think it says that on the description itself.
It would really complement this. Let's see. Pilot a heavily armed grav cycle and disintegration, a new sci-fi first-person shooter unlike any other. Command your troops on the ground as you battle through a thrilling PvP multiplayer against other pilots and crews.
Single-player campaign.
Yeah.
I would be more interested in the single-player, honestly.
I would be more interested in the PvP just to see. But at the same time, like I said, the fact that you're in a vehicle as a shooter is the only deterring factor. Everything else sounds great.
Cool. More on this later, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd go out of my way to play a game like this, but maybe. All right. Someone else want to talk, or should I talk about Warcraft?
Yeah, I'll just get into Grim Dawn real quick. I played this with JP as well. Me and Chad, you know, we were bouncing back from Darksiders Genesis. Not that it was as bad as... I guess I made it out to sound, but it just definitely wasn't worth $30. And so Grim Dawn is one of our favorite dungeon crawlers as well. I'd put this in second place after Torchlight. Probably me and Chad played through the entire campaign twice. This is at a time that, like, we were just coming off of Path of Exile, which we enjoyed, but Path of Exile, much like Diablo, is intended kind of like for a grind that just never ends. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, Bobby, you fucking went over and down that rabbit hole. Yeah, and I was just looking forward to something that just kind of ends, like I had a beginning and end, and I was like, oh, fucking Grim Dawn, you know, you start, you finish, and then you're done. So it was so much fun, though, that I did it twice. There's kind of like a new game plus version if you want to do it. So I ran through it twice and had a good time. Then I started looking at the DLCs have always been really expensive. They're like, for DLCs for like a $5 game when it's on sale, to pay $20 for the DLC, you're like, you know, it's kind of like I never played the War of the Chosen for XCOM. It's like $30, you know, all the time. Wow. And I'm like, anyway, even though it's supposed to be amazing. Two of the DLCs for Grim Dawn are like overwhelmingly positive, 98% approval rating. And I was like, all right, I just got to pull the trigger. So I bought one for about $15. And then I've been trying to get somebody to play with me. And Chad finally, he's like, oh, yeah. And then did he jump in? And then, man, gosh, was it fun. You know, playing a dungeon crawler co-op with friends that are like on your level. You're just getting started. That's something special right there. I mean, that's why dungeon crawlers do so well. Just fucking co-oping with some friends and hacking and slashing and, you know, everybody's going at their own pace and you're trying to loot as fast as you can and equip your guy with the best stuff while at the same time not letting your homies die because we're playing on a veteran. It's just a good fucking game, man. It does a lot of things right. And does very very few things wrong. It's older. It definitely shows its age, but it, mechanically, it really holds up. As far as the DLC, unfortunately, Chad and I both lost our original saves. So we have to start from level one, and we can't play the new content until we play through the whole Grim Dawn again.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So wait, you lost your saves?
Yeah.
It didn't have cloud storage?
Mm-mm. But did, I don't know if we played this long enough back where it didn't have, you know what I'm saying?
Incompatible save.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucked. But you know what? We're having a lot of fun, even though it's my third time playing through the campaign. It's like, it's been so long, I forget most of it. And JP's, it's first time playing it. He was having a lot of fun. It's really, what you can do in this game is, some of the new content is new classes. So Necromancer's in there. So of course I play the new Necromancer. I can get into the skill trees. It's unlike anything else. So every time you level, you get 3 skill points. You can either go deeper into the class or get stuff that you've already unlocked for that class, right? So like if you go to the right, go deeper into the class, you'll unlock more abilities. But if you stay at where you're at on that class, you can get stronger at what abilities you already have. And then you can start mixing different classes together. So if you don't keep going deeper into one class, you can be 3 different classes and just get the starter abilities for each one of them. Kind of like in D&D when you do a multi-class. Mm. I don't know if you guys know about that. But anyway, yeah, I don't know if I'm explaining it right. It's kind of confusing, but once you start playing it, it's intuitive.
Hmm. So this DLC is only 2 years old. When did Grim Dawn come out?
Somebody said 2014?
2016. Maybe it was early access.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened to our saves.
That's crazy.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's a lot of DLC, too.
Huh. Yeah.
But that's cool. Grim Dawn was never on my radar, and now it is. The only game that I could definitely say outside of, Divinity that I played this week is Ring of Elysium.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've never actually played that.
Oh, you never had?
No. Mm. I feel like I've installed it 3 or 4 different times, but never actually played it.
Yeah.
And now I've officially played it.
That was like that sci-fi battle royale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it plays almost exactly like PUBG, and it has actually reminds me a little bit of DayZ, like some of the character movements that it has. But Ring of Elysium is completely free. The thing about it here is that it is a little bit sci-fi because of the tech that you get. and the different, you don't necessarily have a class, but when you go into the game, kind of like Call of Duty, you get to spec different equipment, and different vehicles or things that you, that give you an advantage in the play field. I went with, like, for a couple things, like, there's a couple different things. Right here, they're showing, like, a biosignal detector, a stealth cloak, pretty obvious there. You become Harry Potter, and you go into stealth. Mm. As for vehicle options, there's one where it's, like, you can boost up and fly, or you can get, or maybe that's a default. I don't know. I only played it once. And won. Because that's, like, the generic thing that happens with me and FPS shooters. I mean, with battle royales.
You win your first game and you retire as champion.
Yeah. And then, like, there's one where you get a bike, and I, for some reason, had so much fun with that bike, just biking around. I would just, of course, run off without my team on the bike and do, like, trick shots off of, like, different cliffs and stuff, kind of ignoring, like, the, you know, the core element of the game, because I was having too much fun messing with that. But it was pretty cool. I wouldn't mind playing more of this. It's a pretty casual pick up and play battle royale, just like I feel like all the battle royales are right now. It seemed to run pretty smoothly. I only played the tutorial, and then I played one game with my brother and his and his friends. So it was good. It was nice to have something new and well done, and, you know, play something competitive enough with the people I love to play shooters with. So it was, because it's hard to convince people to play Counter-Strike with me, mm-hmm. or even to play like tried and true Royale games. Like, I wouldn't play Fortnite, but, or PUBG, or even Apex Legends. It's hard to get four people to come together. So it was nice that I saw that they were playing this, and it was free for me to jump in and play with them.
I can't remember if I played this game or not. I don't think I did.
I like it. It's, you know, it's, I would say the movement is even better than PUBG. So if you haven't given it a go, free to try. And you, since it is free, it might be, and a lot of people who play battle royales probably haven't played it like me. It might be easy to convince somebody to be like, hey, download this and let's try it out together. It's fun.
It's definitely worth a free download. If yeah. I remember. And as far as the spec outs, I think a lot of it has to do with your mobility, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the grappling hook, the BMX bike, the
glider. So things are happening that I didn't think were going to happen. For instance, we were, I think we were holding down. No. We're pursuing a team, and then we were going into a building, or I hit into a building. Nope. I think I attracted a team with my bike, and they were chasing me.
You had a squeaky wheel?
No, because I was running off, like, doing trick shots. And then, I went into a building, and when I went into this building, I was waiting for them to come up the stairs, but they came down the stairs and they downed me, because I was like, wait a second, how did he get on the fucking roof? And then I realized, oh yeah, this game has grappling hooks and they have these weird things that let you fly up and go in. So that was, it was a nice element of surprise. So I bit the bullet in that one. But, and in the end, it's not necessarily like a chicken dinner, because other teams can win too. It's basically just a helicopter that seats four, and you have to fight for one of those spots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think your internet just went out.
It definitely did.
Oh boy.
But the show must go on.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe check the router, or the modem over there. Because it just went like straight out.
I think we're back on. But nonetheless, speaking of spotty internet, so I had to leave AT&T for Cox cable, and I am not happy with my Cox service so far. I am not hardwired into it yet, but my roommates are telling me that their service is spotty. And really? So the given modem and router, I'm supposing, is a piece of shit. Or something about my walls are really, really thick, because...
Oh, you're renting the modem router thing.
Yeah, so okay. I figure I give it a go with one of my wireless routers just to see if that helps with the signal. Outside of that, though, it's so far not so great. Makes me miss AT&T.
All right, where'd Emilio go? We're back online here. Did you do something?
No.
Okay, well, we're back.
Okay.
Welcome back.
That's funny you should mention that. I have had Cox cable all my life, except for the last 2 or 3 years when I switched to WebPass. And I've always had really, really good service through them. I never rented the modem / router.
Okay.
But I never, they were super expensive, but I've never had issues.
Cox?
Yeah. That's what you guys have here.
Yeah,
right?
That's what we have here, but I think mostly it's the house. It's not so much their service, you know?
But it's weird because I was getting spotty internet in the room next, in the living room.
Wi-Fi though.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that could be like a router issue. Maybe not necessarily with your actual connection.
Yeah, and I'm sure. But that's the thing. It's like I would do anything to not get complaints from anyone. So I'll dive into it. I'll tell you guys what's going on with it. All I know is that it is not so great, especially when I had to downgrade major from AT&T's GigaBlast.
Yeah, this is pertinent. So AT&T GigaBlast, did you have data caps?
Not that I could tell. And honestly, because whenever I would, I don't know, but not from what I can tell.
I think it's different whenever in different areas.
Whenever I did a speed test, it always showed like 1G up and down virtually.
Yeah. But by data caps, you mean it's a certain amount of data you can use each month before they start billing you extra.
No, not that I can tell.
I don't think I looked into it.
If anything, I surprisingly save more money.
You can pay another 10-15 bucks.
No, it's like $59.99 to get unlimited on top of your whatever you're paying.
Wait, Cox has a data cap?
Yeah. And we're getting charged every month now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they started doing that right when I had left, and I was going to get AT&T because they had just started running fiber in my building, and I looked at AT&T, and they didn't mention anything about that, and they were just slightly cheaper, but I've always had worse experiences with AT&T.
My internet was $190 last month.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. What the fuck are you doing in here?
Well, I was paying.
TVs are streaming all
24/7. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, I mean, all the people you got in here, I'm not surprised you're using that much. I used to use quite a bit, but they charged me for, I think, gigabit. They were going to charge me like, I don't know. I had 300 down,
TV
300
or just
up.
Internet? What do you pay for? Just internet?
Just internet, yeah. That's just internet.
I do not want that to be me. I can't afford that.
They're all going to do that. Well, you don't download as much as 4 TVs, though. There's like 4 TVs going on almost all the time here.
Okay.
Or at least 2.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A lot of data.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll keep you guys posted. So I am completely moved into my brand new place. It's humongous. I have yet to even set up my PC. But when I do, I'll get back into streaming. And I can actually do cooking streams now because my kitchen is massive and I love cooking now.
Is your PC in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my PC's in my bedroom.
And you stream from your phone or something?
And I could either, almost likely stream from my phone or depending on, of course, the Wi-Fi functioning.
Is your room bigger than your old apartment?
It is definitely, my room is big, but I still feel like I could afford more room, if that makes sense. Like I have so much stuff that I could. If I had more room, I would utilize it.
Yeah.
Because right now I have a huge closet that is covered head to toe in just stuff. And I'm like, how did I fit this?
Dude, having a small place keeps you honest. Like, all Bobby has is shit that he needs. Right, Bobby?
Yeah.
And
yeah, it really
here
makes
in this house,
simple.
You see the walls and walls of shit. Like, if you have the space, you'll just fill it with stuff.
I would have so much. Like, I had anxiety leaving my house on the way here because... I mean, like, knowing the condition of my bedroom right now. And,
nobody else is going to see it.
What? What do you mean? I stream from my bedroom.
Oh,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah, video games only. But yeah, so it's just one of those things where not having any mise en place, it hovers over my head like crazy. And especially at my studio, it did that too. If I had a messy studio, it felt like... I don't know. It was like I sunk into a like dirty house anxiety and/or depression. So I'm very susceptible to that. So I'll let you. I'm excited to put everything together and show you guys my new place. I'm gonna have a housewarming eventually soon.
We
Please
always,
come.
Yeah. Okay. Will there be egg rolls?
Yes. Yes, undoubtedly there will be egg rolls. If I'm throwing a party, there's egg rolls.
We always have to say that Cox is our internet provider locally. And it sounds funny when we, mm-hmm. like Red Rum says, my internet is from Cox. Like we milk.
It probably sounds weird.
We milk all the internet right out of the Cox.
It probably sounds weird to people. But a lot of people, they have different providers in different parts of the United States.
It was funny, actually, when the Cox man was over, my roommate and I were just making
when
jokes.
When was I over there?
Shut up. No, like the, I was making jokes, actually. It was me, of course, that instigated it, being raunchy and all. But I was just like, oh, Mr. Coxman, why don't you come in? And
it's a real Coxman.
It's like, oh my God, he actually had the most massive drill I've ever seen. Because he had to drill through, he did, because he had to drill through the a couple walls in order to get the router in my room.
And through some dirty housewives.
Like this. Mr. Coxman drill was like this. I'm not even kidding you. Oh my God. Like he couldn't walk. Like he couldn't walk like sideways through the door. He would have to like.
Damn. It's a big drill.
That's yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When I used to work tech support, I think I've told this story.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Big drills. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But when I worked tech support, you always had to ask the people for all this preliminary bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, you know, what's your email address? And people would always say like, blah, 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 at cox.net, because that was the email you got when you signed up with them. And they would always spell it out for me, which I thought was so funny, because that implies I think they're saying cocks.net.
That's funny.
Boy. All right.
Red Rum, that's what she said. I love saying that. Whenever someone says that's what she said, I'm like, no, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's not what she said.
Hey, Minnie. Yeah, alerts should be on. They have been working recently. We've had a lot of bits getting donated, too. Thank you for that. And hopefully you guys have been seeing the alerts. I'm not sure what alert we have for bits.
Did Recycle do that today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, recently.
Nice, man. Thanks.
Yep. All right, so I'm always looking for an excuse to bring up Deep Rock Galactic, and I've got a few this week. So number one, if you didn't catch it, my interview with Soren from Ghost Ship Games, the CEO of the company that makes Deep Rock Galactic, that interview came out last Friday, and you should definitely check that out. He told some great stories. We had some good times. It was awesome, and he gave us 5 keys to give away, and we're in the process of doing that.
It takes a lot to make Bobby smile, and just him remembering that he interviewed that guy made him smile now. And it's a great interview. It's great because, like,
you know what should make a smile? How much Minnie just donated to us right now. If there's a way we can find that out.
What did he do?
Apparently Minnie dropped a load on us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So thank you, Minnie. We appreciate you.
We got the Red Run one. So Soren is just a great guy, and then Bobby is balls deep in his game. So it just worked out perfectly. Like, they were both on a good wavelength, and it was back and forth, and it was nice. No awkward pauses. Mm-hmm. Great job on that, Bobby.
Thank you. And you know what was funny about it? It was he wanted to do the interview a little bit early, which is great, because usually people try to push him back. But because he wanted to catch... okay. This was a little while ago. So it was the Tennessee Titans versus... who are they playing? I don't know, San Francisco, but he wanted to watch the football game, which I was surprised that, I didn't think American football was that popular outside of the States, but maybe. But, we finished in time and he got to watch the game. So I wanted to bring up Deep Rock Galactic because of that, but also because I've been playing a little bit and there was a pretty big update. We talked a little bit about it in the interview. They redid the perk system. And it is so good. It's so much better. The perk system was like the one thing that they had kind of left behind. All these updates that they had been doing in the game, the perk system was like the one thing that they just hadn't touched in forever.
It's because like it was one of the first updates. Mm-hmm. It was like update 4 they put in perks. And then they've done so much since then. They had to come back around to perks to like... polish it up, basically, right?
Yeah, and they did such a great job. He talks about this in the interview, but they made it... they made him much more active. So you get 3 passive perks and you get 2 active ones, yeah. And it totally changes the gameplay. So they used to have one. Oh yeah. Yeah. Minnie just donated $20.
Thanks, Minnie.
Dang. Nice.
We used to pay him $20.
Oh, wow.
Now the hunter became the hunt.
The tables have turned.
Fit. Yeah,
we miss you, Minnie. When are you coming back to San Diego so you can? I guess since Ray's not here, we should be on a quest to fill in the fourth, right? Or at least consider doing more interviews. Like when Loop came on board, that was fun. If you want to assign me with the task of finding, you know, a fourth seat. I can
talk to Sniper. He's on the case.
What? Sniper's not local in San Diego,
I know,
though.
But we've been talking about this. Okay. We have meetings every Thursday, by the way, guys. You're all invited.
I missed the last one.
Sorry, I was just like busy trying to, you know, fix my mess of a life.
So Sniper,
not all of us are stable, you know, stable
finding,
adults.
San Diego talent, or not talent, but like streamers and people.
See, I picture I want it to be like that South Park episode where Kenny actually dies and they keep trying to fill in the spot and they try out like different friends, like Butters is on one week and then the next week it's Jimmy.
It'd be good.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll figure something out. Usually we don't like go out and try to find casters.
I feel like Chad was our Butters.
He's very Butters.
Chad was definitely our Butters.
Well, that's a favorite character, too.
I know. And then, I don't know, Ray.
I just like Butters. I don't know why he's funny.
Butters is hilarious.
No, Chad
like,
doesn't get it. Because
he doesn't get
Butters.
It.
What was his alter ego, Doctor Doomsday?
Professor Chaos.
Professor Chaos. God, how did I forget that?
Minnie, I thought about you today because Minnie's saying he just set up his PC, and I was staring at my PC setup and thinking about all the cable management I would have to do. And then in that moment, I was like, I wish Minnie were here. Yeah, because who? I'm kidding you not. I was like, who would I pay $20 to run my cable management? That is like, I kid you not. That's what happened. And here he is giving me $20.
Damn, Red Rum with $5. I think they're fighting. They're
competing for the top
they're
spot.
They're bidding for Chi's affection. Although Chi only gives Minnie affection when she does it. He does her cable management.
I fell asleep. I took a nap. No, Minnie came over and then like, and I was like, I, you know, obviously showed him where to go. And then I was like laying down and then I just fell asleep and I woke up and he was done.
Interesting.
Okay.
I don't know if that was the act or the payment. No. I don't know what happened there.
That's the truth. These are all facts.
All right. So let me finish up about Deep Rock Galactic here. So they redid the perk system. You get 3 passives, you get 2 actives, and they just totally changed the way you play the game. And one of the actives is, let me give you an example from the passive to active switch. So they used to have one perk where you just take reduced fall damage, but now it's an active ability where you have to hit the space bar right before you land to get that reduction in damage.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, so you have to be a lot more on your toes. But there's one active ability. I don't know how good it is yet. I've started playing around with all of them, but I haven't really been able to make a decision if this one's good yet. But you can charm a Glyphid. You can
get a pet Glyphid. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they need to make DRG absolutely amazing? Do what they did with Left 4 Dead in the Versus mode.
Oh, like a Versus mod?
Mm-hmm. Where you could be one of the mobs, one of the special bugs.
That'd be interesting.
That would be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
Because imagine just like picking up one of the characters and flying around with him and in like nothingness.
You should have told me that before I interviewed him so I could, although I did already throw a suggestion at him. I don't want to overload it.
Yeah.
I
wanna
be, so
did you ask him what his fixation on dwarves was?
No, I didn't. We didn't talk much about dwarves.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, everybody likes dwarves. We don't need reasons for that.
No, she hates them.
I don't hate them.
There were some.
How do you activate
those? I would hate to be one. There's a difference. I don't hate them. I would hate to be one. I think that's where I was trying to come across.
That sounds worse.
Yeah, it does. You have to run.
Gee, there's real dwarves in the world. Leave them alone.
So there's a passive sprint that just makes you run faster if you've been running for like 5 seconds or more. But there's also an active one that is. It's like a dodge or a double jump that has like a 30-second cooldown.
Yeah, there's a double jump.
Yeah, the double jump. But I feel like there might be a...
There is a sprint one.
Like a dodge one. Oh, there is a sprint one?
I'm pretty sure. It says active. I didn't get that. Like, I saw the red ones and the purple ones or whatever, blue, whatever they are. I saw that some were passive and some were activated, but I didn't know how to activate them.
They'll tell you in there. Usually
I was too busy explaining why I wasn't actually famous.
Yeah, but I love what they've done. They've also redone the inside of the spaceship, too. Which
it looks awesome.
It looks great. It's a small thing, but it looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. It looks more steampunky. Like, everything's not as new anymore. Did you notice that? Kind of like...
Yeah, it's got a little more of an old-fashioned look to it, especially with the Forge. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, and I even played some this week. You know, I just can't stop playing that game. I've been pretty good about keeping it kind of low and just doing the daily quests, but still loving it. You want to talk about Breath of the Wild?
Sure.
Please tell me more, because I actually really want to play that. But unfortunately, the Wii U that I have doesn't have the memory space in order to play it.
Mm.
And it just makes me want to flip the Wii.
I think mine is a cartridge, I want to say. So when I'm done with it, I can give it to you.
Would you kindly?
Yeah,
are you playing on the Wii U or are you playing on the Switch?
I'm playing on the Switch. Is that what you have?
No, I have a Wii U.
So I only play my Switch when I'm traveling or having a baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
She's trying to figure out how she can
play. No. Oh. I honestly, I guess I have so many old, from the move, I realized I have a shit ton of older consoles and miscellaneous, you know, outdated consoles. And hopefully I could trade them in, maybe get a Switch, or maybe trade it in for $20. I don't know.
GameStop's gone.
Are they gone? Since when?
They're going out of business.
They're going out of business.
Since forever, yeah. But are they actually out of business?
No. I think it's like January 14th. Or wait, it's already... Yeah, we're already in February. Yeah, I think they might be out of business. I don't know.
Really?
The local one is, for sure.
There might be a few locations still open, but the one around here is gone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're gone?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Not my problem anymore.
It is, because you have a bunch of consoles that you can't trade in.
Right?
So, yeah, I only play when I'm not away from my PC for long periods of time. And the one game I kept going back to, because we had, hours and hours to fill up when we were in the hospital of just, like, nothing to do. Baby sleeping, Sam sleeping. It's noon. So, anyway, again, like, I think multiple outlets gave it Game of the Decade.
Mm-hmm.
I played it for, I want to say, 3 to 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This was, you know, back when Luna was born 3 weeks ago, but I just haven't talked about it. And I got more into the game than I ever have before, but I still don't, you know, at this point, it's always broken up. Maybe that's why I'm not playing in consecutive days over and over. It's just, you know, I'm spottily playing it, and this is probably a game that you really need to get into, kind of like The Witcher. So I don't get it yet.
Because
maybe one day I will.
It's the most massive Zelda game, and it's open world-ish, right?
Uh-huh, totally.
I want to play this game, but not actually physically play it myself. I know this sounds sick and twisted, but I want to experience that game through my boyfriend playing it. Because he's a Link main, and he's really good at video games, and I realize that I have video game voyeurism. And I like watching him play video games. This one time I was watching him play Stardew, and while I was getting ready with my cousin for my birthday, like doing my hair, getting dressed, and I like stopped to watch him for 5 minutes, and I literally catch myself saying out loud to my cousin, like, I didn't really think about it until she was like, did you just hear what you said? But I was like, look at the way he moves his mouse, Mimi. He's so smart. He doesn't waste any clicks. I was like, he is so good. And look at his mouse movement. And she just like, she stopped what she was doing. And she was like, the fuck?
So to recap, if you want to turn Chi on, you need efficiency in movement and no dwarfism.
That'd be an interesting Tinder profile.
It's so true, though. Like, his APM, amazing, amazing. And I really respect it, because I know what it takes to be a good gamer. Mm-hmm. And that's why people are really big into esports. And it's a turn-on for me when my boyfriend is an amazing mouse and keyboard player. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, really is.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And Super Bowl was yesterday. And it was. I introduced him. We went to the bars I work at, and I introduced him to a lot of my patrons, and they go, "Oh, you must be a huge gamer if she likes you." Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
They already know.
Like, that was like already an unsaid. They're like, "Oh, yeah, you're the gamer. You're the gamer." Yeah, that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't get why it's even game of the year. But
really?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard this game unanimously praised.
Can I just borrow your Switch and then tell you why it's the game of the year?
I think it's because, like what I'm saying, I play it spottily. I can't really get into it. Like, I even mm-hmm. forgot a lot of, like, the basic mechanics because it had been months since mm-hmm. that I played it last.
I bet that it's going to do what The Witcher did with you.
Like, yeah, yeah. I think so.
So you might, you'd be like, eh, I don't know. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like game of the decade.
Yeah, I agree. And I now hooked up my Switch to my TV in my bedroom, mm-hmm. so I can now play. I've always played like right here on, you know, on the little tiny controllers. So now that it's on the big screen, maybe I'll enjoy it more too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, I really want to hear
Warcraft 3.
Really quick,
the Elefante in the room.
I text.
What? Why did you? I had such a positive experience last I played at BlizzCon, but that was with Reforged.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
You're playing Reforged right now?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it came out.
The beta?
No.
It's out officially?
Yeah, on Tuesday. Yeah, it came out.
Where have I been?
Everybody's returning it. Everybody hates it.
Really? For the most part. How come?
He'll get into it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But before, to preface this, I text Chad, bro, your company keeps fucking up. I shouldn't.
With the hard-hitting questions.
I shouldn't say what he replied, actually. Go ahead.
All right. Tell me later because I do want to know. Warcraft 3 had a very rough start, but I'm at a point now where I'm really enjoying the game. I was a little upset day one when it came out on Tuesday. You know, I'm excited. This game that I bought like over a year ago is finally out. Warcraft 3, one of, you know, the most formative games from my childhood. And
Reforged, everybody.
Reforged, yeah. And now it's completely redone with all this cool stuff. But the game literally did not work. Ugh. The PvP system did not work. The single player mode did not work.
Why?
Like, I could play through a few levels in the tutorial, and then it would just freeze, and or it would stop and just send me to the defeat screen.
Are we on error 38 now?
No, it just, like, the UI was kind of buggy, and some buttons were non-responsive. Everybody's just hanging out in chat, like, did anyone get this to work? Like, did some guy would pop up, be like, I got into a game. It took me, like, 13 minutes or something, but I finally got in. And someone else would be like, I was waiting for 20 minutes, nothing happened. You know, it was pretty much, that was it for day one. Just a bunch of people in a chat room just griping about everything that had gone wrong. That was a rough start, and it sucks because people will never get over that. It will never, they're review bombing it on Metacritic. I mean, it's like a meme now. Just let's see how low we can get it.
There was a lot of like, there just wasn't enough good new stuff. It's the exact same UI.
No, it's a different UI. Like, they polished it up a bit. And a lot of, there were
really
other
pretty.
Complaints.
It does look really pretty.
Yeah, let me pull it up here while I'm talking about it. There
but
were
the
other
game's
complaints.
Not functioning. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But the other complaints, I honestly, personally, did not mind. I know it's a big deal for some people. So some of the cutscenes that they supposedly reworked were, they didn't rework.
Yeah.
Where
they
is...
didn't do everything that they said they were going to do.
Yeah, yeah. And there was no ladder system, so there's no competitive play right now. That kind of
sucks.
So
you might as well just play Warcraft 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what...
Wow.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I'm happy with the game where it's at now. The single player seems to be working.
I think I have
working.
A paunch. Oh my God, I have a paunch. I totally have a paunch right now.
You just learned what that word meant today, Chi.
I did. I totally have a paunch. It's been hanging out, guys. Why don't you tell me these things? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to correct this here.
Holy paunchness.
I brought up the wrong window.
Paunch no. Paunch no.
So some... Some features were not complete, but as it is right now, like, I can play the game. It's just like playing Warcraft 3, but it all looks better. It's high definition, and I can play PvP, and I've been playing a lot of it, man. I'm hooked on it yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And the latter kind of sucks because I would kind of like to play for higher stakes. What was really different about this time coming around, the one thing that did work this time around was the first day when it came out was the custom maps. And I've never really been a custom player. I never played Dota. I never played any of that stuff. I was always told I am a melee player. I guess that's the term they use for people who just play the regular mode. But the custom maps really add so much variety to the game that you don't get bored. I get bored if I play too much of the single player. I get bored if I play too much 2v2. You know, that just gets old after a while. It gets very repetitive. There's not a whole lot of... you have four different classes to play, or four different races to play. Mm-hmm. I always play human anyway. You know, Rifleman Rush. I've been doing the same thing for 20 years, guys. It hasn't changed much.
So if you were to break that down in a percentile, I know for me, and let's say with my StarCraft experience, when I was playing StarCraft, it was... 45% PvP, 45%, and then 65% custom, I would say. I never touched single player. Well, StarCraft back in the day didn't really have it, but even with StarCraft 2, it was maybe up to 10% single player. I was heavy on custom, almost 50-50 with custom and PvP.
I would play through the single player. I played through the single player on Warcraft 3 many times, but it's been like maybe every 5 years I play through it and then I'm done with it. And then I just play PvP. But I mean, there was a time in my life, maybe around 2005 or so, where I would just come home from work every day and just play 2v2s till I went to bed. And then I'd go to sleep, go to work, do the same thing. Like that was just what I did with my evenings whenever I could. And it's still great. I mean, it's still the same game and it's very balanced, and like, and all the good players are on there. Like people that I'm playing against are the people who have stuck with the game or who are really good back in the day and coming back. It's a tough scene, but the custom maps are a great way to just break it up. And there's so many different custom games. I played a Lord of the Rings one. I played a SpongeBob one that was kind of like Mario Party. I played one called...
So it's just not just a custom map. It's a custom game.
Custom games. And it's incredible. I didn't realize that. Like, I figured, oh, these are just custom games. People changed a few things here or there. No, there are ones where people have put in character models. They've completely redone the UI. They've just changed everything about it. They have cutscenes that are like SpongeBob cartoons.
I love it.
Like, it's pretty crazy. Like the lengths that people have gone. One that I particularly enjoyed was called Footman Rush or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one was good. But again, I'm playing against people in these custom games that just play a lot of these
custom
games.
And they understand. Yeah, they understand.
And they just murder
front to back,
every time.
Right? Yeah. I get that.
But there's some that are just wacky and silly just to have fun, like the SpongeBob one. Yeah. So that was cool.
That's interesting that you say that, playing with people who know the custom game in and out. So I would feel like the PvE ones are good for like going in, having somebody else kind of guide you along, hold your hand in the process. Whereas the PvP ones, it's like, good luck, dude, you have no chance. And I've been there. I've been where like it's my first time, can't compete. And usually that's very deterring, but I feel like with custom maps, it's kind of the pivotal point where you decide, okay, is this something I actually want to learn so I could get better and keep up with the people that are really good? Or do I just move on to the next one until it sticks?
But at the same time, the custom games to me, they have a lot less weight than playing just the regular mode. Because I feel like that's a better investment of my time. I'm trying real hard not to get hooked on this game because I'm already like looking up YouTube videos. One big change that I have made, I finally made this. I should have done it a long time ago. A lot of people would load custom keys to change the hotkeys, and Reforged actually has this built in. So the way that a lot of people play is...
macros.
Well, not macros, but they just change the hotkeys. So you have a grid in the bottom right corner, and they change it to QWER for the top row. The second one is ASDF, and so on. If you play the game regular, like classic mode, it's like to build a peon is like the P button. Like
oh, anyone's going to buy sequence. The buy sequence.
The buy? What's that?
Well, with CS, I call it the buy sequence. Like if I want an AK B42. The bicycle.
Okay. Yeah. So you have like built things. So now for me to build a house, it's just ZA, just right there. Two keys very close.
Oh, geez. Wait. I got to plug this in. We're Conius. So guys, as you know, we're live on Twitch and every now and then someone says something ingenious and we just have to quote unquote them. We're Conius and chat just goes, yeah, this game is for old people. Hey, Blizzard. Okay, Boomer. I love that.
Yeah, Sniper was just saying,
Blizzard. Oh my goodness, that's the best meme. This, I haven't seen that yet.
This sounds like my grandpa describing phone apps to me.
Well, Sniper is a big custom map player, so he was kind of walking me through all this.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So custom games were in your original, original, but you just never played it.
I just never played them. No.
Mm. Wow. So
I've been custom gaming since 1996.
But the custom games, I mean, like I said, there was Dota, which really took off.
I need that
was a that was very competitive. But
Dota, you say?
Yeah, Dota.
I've never heard of this.
but a lot of the custom games, like they're fun. They're fun, but they're not like.
But what I'm saying is, like, you're kind of describing this as it's a new thing for Reforged, but it's been around forever. It's just new to you.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about my experience.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's completely new to me. But it's very easy. You don't need to go find the maps on websites. Like, you just launch the game and it automatically downloads the maps.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's great.
Like Tabletop Simulator.
Or GameTagger.com, where I would have to find gamers I actually like to game with. Like, that's why I don't really get dating apps in this day and age. It's too easy, and no one likes it when it's easy. So, like, back in my day...
Says a girl. It's so hard as
I hit on my current boyfriend that we just had our six-month anniversary, by the way. But we... so I did all the work, initially. But back in CS, before Steam, we would have to go to GameTagger.com, look up a username.
Remember, we couldn't find GameTagger. It doesn't exist.
We had to plug in this 56K back in my day and, you know, and then, like, connect to the server they were playing on via console, you know, connect and to the server's IP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, before Steam, before Friendsless.
Do you think it's reforged enough, Bobby? It doesn't look pretty as I thought it was going to look.
I mean, it looks.
Where are you
it
hating?
Looks great. If you look at any of these Age of Empires games that they're remaking, it's the same deal. I mean, they look a lot better. I mean, it's not like modern day graphics. It does look better than newer Age of Empires games. But Warcraft 3 has always actually looked pretty good for its time. What I will say though is, like, I am totally confusingly shocked that Blizzard would release a game in this state. Like, that's their day one launch. Are you kidding me? Like, that is just beyond me. You know, we all kind of felt like Blizzard was, you know, they had a lot of bad press last year, let's put it that way. And this almost in a way solidifies all that for me. Like, I definitely feel like this is a new Blizzard moving forward. And that's really unfortunate. But I am enjoying the game. I mean, I already bought it. I'm not going to go through the trouble of returning it. I mean, that's money I spent like a year and a half ago. Who cares? Whatever. You know, I'm not big on returning games anyway. Like, I'm going to play the hell out of it for sure.
Blizzard said that no matter how much you've played this already, they're going to accept your return if you try to return it.
Oh, okay.
Like a no questions asked thing.
Well, that's
I wonder
nice
what Blizzard's actually thinking right now. Like, well, we still have our Hearthstone players.
They're thinking wah wah.
They're still
they don't even
like,
have
what,
Hearthstone.
What do they
players.
Even have?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
World of Warcraft.
We still have our pandas.
Yeah, they're making a killing off of it. Wow, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Overwatch, they just signed that deal with YouTube.
Oh, I forgot about Overwatch. That's right.
Yeah, but there is something else. There's something about Overwatch as well in the news coming up, but there's something else regarding the EULA and the custom maps, and I'm going to save that for the news. So we'll talk more about Warcraft.
Why doesn't Blizzard Reforged? Just come out with their own Twitch? If Xbox is doing it, couldn't Blizzard do it?
Mm.
Steam kind of tried. Some people stream on.
I don't
Steam.
Know. That's different from Twitch, though. That's just like, hey, somebody's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To watch
I'm
it.
Looking at someone's profile. They happen to be playing a game. I'll just watch it.
Like the one on Discord.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
On Steam?
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
You for can, years.
It's been out for a while.
It's like somebody. Like
I could watch someone's game. Yeah.
Yeah. You,
if
yeah,
they enable it.
But you, yeah, they, yeah, you have to enable it.
Yeah. I have mine set to where you don't even need. I don't even need to approve you. Like anybody can just watch whatever game I'm playing.
Actually, I use that setting all the time. I love, like I said, I have video game voyeurism and I love watching. Like there are only a select handful of people that I want to watch.
That's probably and why you're an early adopter.
I usually want to simultaneously watch them game and bone them at the same time.
Ooh.
So if you see me watching somebody, it's probably because I want to bone them.
That took a weird turn.
Come on. I mean, it's like two in one. It's cool. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Thank you, Red Rum, for that subscription. I'm not sure if we caught that.
I guess, right. Wait, you're telling me you don't want to bone freaking, who am I thinking of here?
Twitch like, streamer?
I don't watch any girls.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think I do either. I don't watch a lot of Twitch anymore, but
I yeah. swear that's how, yeah.
No, there's nothing going on there. All right, so that is it for the games we have been playing this week. Oh, this works perfectly. We're getting into the news. I'll just mention this news right now. So Warcraft 3 Reforged, there's an article on PC Gamer about this, but it started as a post on the Warcraft 3 forums. Warcraft 3 Reforged, the article on PC Gamer is all your Warcraft 3 Reforged custom games belong exclusively to Blizzard.
To us.
So there were some things in the EULA that somebody pointed out in the forums, and they sound pretty bad when he points them out, but I don't know. A lot of them are just like basic business stuff you find in any license agreement, pretty standard stuff, but they do sound pretty bad. One of them was you cannot use any copyrighted material in any of your custom work. And that's something.
So why SpongeBob there?
Because it's just something they put in the EULA in case they need to take it out. Right, like if somebody approaches, and this is just like, everybody was like, oh, that means we can't do like our Dragon Ball Z and our SpongeBob and our whatever. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't mean that. You can do that, but they have the right to take it out if they see fit, which means if, you know, SpongeBob comes to them and says, hey, you need to get this, you need to take this out of your game, that's copyright infringement, then they can take it out of the game without it being a problem. SpongeBob.
They're drawing the bikini bottom line here.
There we go.
SpongeBob would never say that, first of all. That was pretty good, Chief. That'd be a good joke.
Okay, what else? I read this too long ago. That now I've forgotten the other ones. The other big one is that does kind of get real shady is that if you make something in the custom games and it's very successful, you cannot take that and make your own game out of it. That is now property of Blizzard.
That is kind of tough.
So there's no more Dota happening.
You made it on their platform. I kind of get it. Hopefully they would extend some sort of like olive branch before they rape your game away from you. You know what I mean? Like, hey, come help us develop our version of your game. But yeah, they're just kind of protecting themselves, I guess.
Yeah. And there was another one. God, I wish I could bring up the actual forum post. We have it posted in the Discord if you want to read that, but it's a lot of, I mean, it's a forum. It's a lot of people just getting crazy and blowing things out of proportion. Oh, I think they have it linked right here. Yes, they do. Perfect. Okay. So the intellectual property of your maps belongs to Blizzard, not you. They are not required to compensate you in any way if they use it. Copyrighted material is not allowed in any custom maps, which means a multitude of older maps such as Anime Fight, DBZ Tribute, Pimp My Mario are now banned. Not really. I've played so much copyrighted material. I played Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I played SpongeBob.
Goku with a zero. Instead of an O.
Well, I mean, straight up, like, character models from these are in the game, too. Unless, like they have a reason to remove it, they're not going to remove it. This is just legal stuff that covers their butts.
Right.
So let's not all freak out here. Any content which is deemed inappropriate by Blizzard can be removed at their discretion. So, again, are people really going to, like, report stuff and ban stuff that they find offensive? Probably not. It's the internet, after all. These are all Warcraft 3 custom map players. You know, that dirty bunch isn't going to ban anything.
So Blackface Orc doesn't
probably
pass.
Not.
I'm kidding.
Probably not. I mean, it would have to be like
coronavirus.
No, I'm sure that would be. We need to settle on a name because some people are calling it coronavirus. Some people are calling it the Wuha got you all in check virus by Busta Rhymes. Like, we need to just figure out what we're going to call it and just one name because I'm
here. They cured it.
I just want to be that one Asian girl that's fake sneezes on anybody. And then they just like freaking. And, yeah.
And as they're freaking out, you run away and say, China number one.
So perfect. Yeah. And then, no, but honestly, the flu, and I read this today, the flu has taken over 10,000 lives in America alone this year. So
well, that's probably
everyone's freaking out about the coronavirus pandemic, which is understandable. But also at the same time, let's not ignore the day to day
Yeah, but every year it kills like 40,000 people.
Yeah, the illness has. Yeah. Hmm.
But the thing that's scary about the corona is that we can't cure it, or there's no vaccine. That's the big thing for it.
Well, there's a so-called vaccine for the flu every year, but really? Yeah. Hmm.
But if one was starting to kill people, they could pretty quickly make a vaccine for it because they understand it. Mm. The coronavirus is like... Anyway, but I just read that Thailand came up with a cure for it.
Really? Yeah. Really? Hell yeah.
Thailand. Yeah.
All right. Way to go, Thailand.
Yep.
Go Thailand.
It was on Reddit. It was like 5 down, so I don't know.
Wait. Oh, my gosh. I forgot how to say thank you in Thai.
Yeah, it's kum si kum ka or something like that. No.
Come see, come sa.
Yeah, something like
that. No. I don't effing know. Obviously, right. I didn't thank my parents enough growing up. I'm such a piece of.
What goes with coronavirus? Lyme disease. Yeah. All right, that's good.
You didn't just
make that up.
No,
that's a meme, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's too good to come up right now. So anyway, this whole like EULA blizzard thing, like it's the thing that really sucks about this is it makes it more of a hostile environment for people who do want to make custom games and custom maps. It's going to turn a lot of people off, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, you know,
because
it's Blizzard 2020 we're talking about, people. Mm-hmm. Don't expect much.
What if you're messing around with the game maker, right? And some people really like it, and you're like, all right, wow, I think I could actually do something like this. I'm going to quit my job, make a game. And then Blizzard's like, the beginnings of your game was on our servers. So gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Okay, next article here is Steam just hit its highest player count of all time.
Oh, yeah. This is so cool to know and hear. That is super rad.
So jeez. They beat their last one by 300,000. Their highest player count, which means people online, not necessarily playing a game, but just online on Steam, 18.8 million concurrent people on at the same time. Now, what's interesting is the last time the record was set was 2 years ago, and that was 18.5 million. But the last time that it was set also had the highest amount of players playing a game, which I believe was 7 million people in-game. This time, it was only 5.8. So not as many people playing games, but a lot more people online.
Hanging out.
And it was largely due 2 years ago to PUBG. PUBG was blowing up at that time, so everyone was online playing that.
That's almost all of LA County.
And who was it? Obviously not me. That was saying that Steam was dying.
Probably me.
I don't know.
Probably me.
I don't know if anyone made that.
I wasn't happy with Steam for a little while, but they're definitely turning around.
Yeah.
I just know I have never had anyone try to breach my Steam account, and thank the Lord that is the case. Because I, on the regular now, I feel like my internet shit is being jeopardized.
There was a whole wave of that, though. Like probably
not me, not ever, not once.
There was this exploit where people could send you a link, and if you clicked on it, it just immediately hijacked. I was getting those constantly.
I learned well in my past with AOL.
Don't
never clickbait.
Obviously, that's like internet 101, but... But still, like, if someone can hijack your account with a mic or a mouse click.
Do you guys remember the I Love You?
The I Love You virus? From, like, 1995?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Back when viruses were fun.
Yeah. They came with a loving letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. I mean, 18.8 million, that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Top games of the moment in descending order, Counter-Strike, Dota 2, PlayerUnknown, GTA 5, and Monster Hunter, which all account for about half, 50% of the live players.
Yeah.
Damn. But that's pretty awesome. Those are all the games I love and have played and respect. So.
It's true.
Although they are saying Dota 2's population is shrinking. But this all comes from Steam Charts. If you want to look up this info, Steam Charts, check it out. It's a great website.
Cool.
Next one, Christopher Gann says he's directing another Silent Hill movie. This is the guy who directed the first Silent Hill movie.
Ooh, you're a big fan, right?
Yeah, the first one was great. This guy never even watched, he says in this article, he never even watched the second movie. Didn't want to have anything to do with it. Yeah. Because the reason was because they told him the studio or the producers, whoever, wanted them to make it more like Resident Evil, and he just was not having that. So he's working on a new Silent Hill movie and also a new Fatal Frame movie, which I'm not familiar with that game.
I got goosebumps. No, Fatal Frame is great. I have a thing for a lot of things, but I love good horror games, and Fatal Frame was one of the best ones
growing up with PlayStation. I've never even played that game. What's it about? Something about a haunted house?
Yeah, so Fatal Frame, you're a photographer, like a paranormal... I don't even know if you were a paranormal photographer, but you went into these haunted settings... And all you had was your camera. So it's one of those original games where it's a horror game where you couldn't attack anyone.
Might be the first one.
No actual fights. Probably the first. Who's to say?
The first one, I think.
One of the first and few that I recollect in terms of horror games. So with the camera, ghosts would, you would, oh my gosh, it was so fucking creepy.
I think I've heard you describe, like, you've described this on the podcast before.
Oh, so scary. But with Fatal Frame, like, ghosts would, you would encounter ghosts, and the only thing that would deter them is if you took pictures of them, and the closer they got to you, the more damage your camera did. So you had to wait for it to get really fucking shit your pants scary.
It's like a shotgun.
And then you would have to, flash photography them out of your face. So it's like The Grudge as a video game, as a photographer. Oh, so scary, guys.
So I don't know when these are coming out. It could be a while here, but yeah.
I can imagine this being a very... Fatal Frame is a VR game. I wouldn't even know what to do other than like uncontrol, like, you know, just let my balls loose.
Bobby, did you say that the Silent Hill movie was the best video game movie?
One of the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it incorporates so much of the game, right? Into the movie, and it's a good movie.
I mean, a big issue that a lot of people had with it was that it didn't incorporate, like, it didn't follow the game exactly. But I think a lot of people have unrealistic expectations when it comes to that, because if you followed the game exactly with any movie, it would be really bad.
Yeah, it's a one to one. You can't
it's
do
not
a one-to-one.
Yeah, it's not a one to one transfer here. But I thought it paid enough respect to the source material, but also was just brilliant in other ways, like. The cinematography in the first Silent Hill, like that was what really struck me. But there's some good video game movies coming out pretty soon here. We got Sonic the Hedgehog on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'll be checking that
out.
Wait,
you said good.
Good is a relative term for me.
there's a good number. I think you forgot that part. There's a good number of video game movies.
You know what? I'm going to go watch Sonic and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have a good time. Also, Free Guy, I'm looking forward to with Ryan
Reynolds. Is that a nutsack? Oh, no, that's her face. I thought that was... I'm sorry.
Really?
Did you not see that? It looked like she was uplifting a skirt, and all you could see is like the corner of her nostril, and I thought it was a nutsack.
My brain didn't go to nutsack.
I don't know. My brain did. When she was lifting up her skirt? Yeah.
You see her panties through her dress. What?
It's Japanese, dude.
It's very Japanese.
Yeah, but hey, I'm always ready for more video game movies. One of these days, I might do those reviews again.
That's good.
That's awesome, Bobby. I'm excited.
It's good that a good director's coming back.
Let's go have a group movie. Seriously. I would love to go to the movies.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, let's do it.
On Valentine's Day, it's a date.
What?
I actually have a four-day weekend.
Let's have
Wow. Okay, yeah, I don't think you can do that anymore, Chi. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Listening.
Oh, no, no, no.
I haven't seen that for 15 years.
Yeah, dude. It's been a while. I haven't seen that.
Actually, since Donald Trump did it.
Oh, that is true. He did do that. He brought it back. He's the one who brought it back. All right. Yeah. I apologize to people watching. To people listening,
I'm
not even going to tell you what she did. You're going to have to go watch the video on YouTube.
Okay, uncontrollable bowel and or volatile body movements. Okay, that was outside of my actual conscious control. Nonetheless, I was going to say, like, let's have a... it's like, what is it? It's like a double date.
I can't go anywhere with you now.
I was trying to say triple date. Triple threat.
Yeah. I mean, I think I do have dinner plans on Valentine's Day, but yeah, I mean, we could, because I got a 4-day weekend. Like, if we're going to do something, that's when it's going to happen. But yeah, that would be great if we all went and saw.
I'll try.
All right.
I would love to.
That would mean I would have to leave Sam and the baby. Yeah. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Maybe I could meet Pilar for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't say her name like that.
What? That's not how you say her name?
I mean, it is. It's not Pilar, because that's definitely wrong. But yeah, Pilar.
What did I say?
Pilar.
Pilar. You hit that P real hard.
Like a Japanese girl. That's Pilar.
Actually what I do when I want to bug her. But yeah.
I'm just kidding. Jeez.
For the record, she had half of one sip of whiskey.
Oh boy, it goes a long way. And a good point that Dez brings up. DLG Game Night is February 16th. That's when we're going to try to
break. Oh, thank you, Dez. Now that I know.
We're going to try to break Golf It. So we need all hands on deck. We need all you guys showing up. We're going to promote this outside of the podcast.
And they gave us like 15 keys.
Not that many, but they did give us a lot. They gave us a lot of keys. Yeah, and they offered too. I didn't want to ask, and they're like, "You guys want some keys?" I'm like, "Sure." Thinking we'll get a handful.
Did you talk to them too?
Can we go on a double date? That should definitely be a thing.
Did you talk to them?
I did. I actually didn't want to say anything about it, but that's coming down the line. But yeah, I talked to the developers at Golf It.
Nice.
Yeah,
they turned me down.
That's rad.
Cold.
They're pretty secretive, but we had a good time.
Cool.
I've been lucky that everybody that I've been interviewing are like people that I genuinely want to talk to and like really like their games and really have something to talk to about. And hopefully that keeps happening because it has been awesome. Okay. So let's finish up the news here. And,
Sniper said it's 15 keys.
Oh, it is 15 keys. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Oh. I knew there were a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So no excuses, guys. So, if you don't have Golf It.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Golf It has no player limit. And we're going to just try to, break.
See how many people we can get in there.
Yeah.
So things fall apart.
I could probably say that at least 15 people on our Discord play it.
Well, if we stream those, it live on Twitch 15, and put up the thing, like, hey, we're trying to break Golf It, then.
I would love to get 100.
Yeah. I think they could handle 100.
I think. Listen to the interview when it comes out in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think it comes out February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. What's your ball limit? Unlimited.
And here's the other thing. In the game there's collision if you want to turn it on. If it doesn't break without collision, it will 100% break if we put on collision because it's just too many balls hitting each other.
Right. Yeah, whose PC is going to host this? Somebody, definitely not you guys with your internet issues. Yeah. It's going to have to be somebody with that gigabit.
About somebody's face.
Duck, can you do it? Are you volunteering? I know you have servers.
All right, let's all wait for an answer.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to answer.
I'll just put on the music. Mm. I could. Good. All right.
There you go. There it is.
We'll take it.
Officially hosted by Duck.
Okay, last
one. Are we going to get copyrighted by Nintendo for that?
No. If it were Blizzard, maybe. But if Nintendo, I think
we're
okay.
Goodness. Good God, Nintendo. Really?
All right. Last bit of news here. Blizzard doesn't trust us to ban Overwatch heroes, but will it do a better job? I don't like how PC Gamer is getting these wild titles now. They just need to get right to the point. So what's happening here is people have long requested bans in Overwatch. They're not giving you bans, but Blizzard is going to make a hero pool that you can select from. And that pool is going to be based off of the meta. So they're really trying to switch up the meta. So they're going to say, like, you know what? D.Va's super OP. You're not going to be able to play her in competitive mode. Arcade mode is a free-for-all, you know, whatever.
Right.
But in competitive mode, we're banning D.Va. We're banning Zarya. We're banning all these. Whoever is, like, super overpowered. But only for a limited time.
And why don't they just do the alternating bans?
They don't want to do
like
it.
Like they do in MOBAs.
They said that they are open to that idea if this doesn't work, but people have been asking for that for a long time, and they have never done it. They are going to have a version of this as well, this hero pool thing that they're trying out in Overwatch League. It's going to be a little different, they said, but it's going to be kind of the same thing.
I can dig it. You know, it's forcing mix-up. You know, and that's nobody wants to see the same heroes fighting each other all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically kind of what the title said, I suppose. Just Blizzard is going to ban for you.
Yeah.
They're going to make the call and say, you know what, these characters are overpowered or too strong, and then we're just going to ban those ones for a little while. It's a really interesting way to go. I've never seen a company do it that way.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The other thing that they're doing doesn't really affect.
I'm not playing Overwatch.
When's the last time we played Overwatch?
I'm still playing CS.
But not the other thing that they're doing, they're going to be doing balancing changes more often, and they're going to be opening up the PTR, like a version of the PTR. They call it something else, like the something card, but they're going to allow people on consoles to opt into that. I think it's called like the experimental card or something like that.
Okay.
So they can kind of play what's essentially is the PTR with these new versions. Experimental. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Experimental card where people can on consoles, which is a huge player base. I mean, so many more people, they're going to get great results from that, I think.
Against PC players.
No. They're just going to be able to basically, because you can only play PTR on PC.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you only get a very small number
right.
of people that actually join the PTR, test it out, give Blizzard feedback on, you know what, this is working, this isn't. So right. now they're opening that up to console players.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
They're going to get a lot more cool. input, which, yeah, so I mean, that's good. But who cares about Overwatch? I've had this strange desire to play that game.
Me too.
Honestly.
I mean, I had some really
Not
good
it.
Times on it.
Not yeah. it. I'd rather GTFO or Siege.
GTFO. Gotta play that. Bobby, you would really like it.
I'm sure I would.
You would, Bobby. You would.
I'll get that game at some point.
I wanted to play Untitled Goose Game because Ray did verbally convince me to play it, but mm-hmm. it costed $19.99, and I was like, I can't.
Oof, just the Epic Store, too.
Price. I know, and on top of that, Epic Store. So.
Gosh, that's deep.
I might have some, like, the nice thing is I always have extra, a little bit extra Steam credit just sitting there. I don't know how I get it, but I get it. Because what happens is I buy a lot of CS keys, and then the extra money from the CS keys just keeps building up.
But isn't it not going to be on Steam for a long time?
I don't know, but it's got its own store page, but it doesn't have a,
I'd say 6
a release
months.
Date. Nonetheless, I feel like it was $19.99. B, it was on Epic Store. Two reasons to deter me from making a video game purchase.
All right, time for listener questions. We've got a few. We don't have a lot. First one, two from Rampage 23. Earliest peer, friend, or family bonding over a two-player co-op game?
Duck Hunt with my big brother. Pew, pew, pew. F you, ducks.
I'd probably say it's Duck Hunt. Yeah, going home, going to my next-door neighbor's house who had the Supreme NES, the one with the robot and all that stuff. Do you remember that? Do you guys?
Negatory.
Yeah, if you got... That was a very rare version.
Yeah, that he had that. Rob the Robot.
Did they even sell that in the U.S.?
Rob the Robot.
Yeah. Or I don't know. He had it.
Robot?
He was fucking rich as shit. He had everything, man. He had every Star Wars toy. Anyway, so there was this robot, and it had a top, and it would spin the top. I don't know what it had to do with anything, but it would connect to your Nintendo somehow. And anyway, we never even fucked with it. We had the two guns, the red one and the gray one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was,
wasn't it?
Orange, maybe.
So can you imagine baby pictures of Bobby and it's just Rob the Robot?
I remember that robot.
Yeah. Gyromite. Yeah, it was for playing Gyromite.
Oh, I don't know.
Gyromite.
I just remember with Duck Hunt, my brother and I had basically like a threshold for how close to the TV you could be, because the game itself didn't actually work if you were point blanking the gun to the screen. I remember that. But you had to be like, we had a limit to how close we could stand to the TV. I remember that.
Yeah. You know, it's hard for me to remember my earliest memory of bonding with someone over a multiplayer game, but
because you're a robot, it never happened.
And that can build what is bonding.
I had a neighbor that we used to play all sorts of games.
Are you
man.
An only and child,
we,
Bobby?
We would play. No, I'm not.
You're not?
I have two sisters and a brother.
This happens every three episodes.
I know.
Have,
I'm
you
sorry.
You have this exact same conversation.
He never talks about them. I just learned how to pronounce Pilar.
Still working on it. Keep trying.
You have a girlfriend? You have siblings? Pilar.
Pilar.
Oh, my God. But my neighbor and I used to always play those side-scroller beat-em-up games. The Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Double Dragon.
Double Dragon, all those ones. And one in particular that I always remember was MC Kids. And that was a two-player game in the sense that one person took a turn, then the other person took a turn. Right, kind of right. Like Mario 3.
Mario 3. But, Mario 2. Mario yeah. 1, no? There was no... Yeah,
all the Marios.
Yeah.
Right? I guess. Yeah.
No.
All the Nintendo.
There was no Luigi in...
In Mario 1? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was.
Here's the thing. I only remember co-op games up until maybe Sega Dreamcast and or PlayStation, the original PlayStation.
But Duck Hunt was older than that.
When I started getting into RPGs. So I didn't get into single player games until probably Sega Dreamcast, PlayStation 1, and RPGs were starting to become prominent in my life, where you didn't have the option for co-op or multiplayer, and it wasn't like a side-scrolling platform game like that. So co-op is what I started with when it came to gaming, and maybe that's why I'm so big on the social element of gaming I do play single-player and adore it and love it, but I prefer multiplayer.
Nothing about this game shows me that it needs its own peripheral.
Yeah, well, the robot interact. I played this game, but not with the robot, Gyromite. But yeah, you know, that MC Kids game, of course, like, I kind of knew it at the time, but now looking back on it, I'm like, God, what a blatant way to advertise to kids. Like, let's make a Nintendo game that just glorifies McDonald's in every single way.
Oh, that's what it is, MC.
Oh, no. Oh, you've never seen MC Kids? Oh, dude.
Did you ever play video games with your siblings?
Not really, no. I have an older brother and sister who are much older than me, and then another sister around my age, and she never really played video games. So, no, we didn't really play anything together.
Was that?
Yeah, dude, this is MC Kids right here. Let me go to the beginning, and maybe there's, like, you can see it a little bit. Yeah, Ronald McDonald comes and talks to you. It says, hey, the Hamburglar stole my burgers. You know,
so
usual,
creepy, man.
The usual stuff, and then... And then you, but hey, man, black protagonist right there. This is ahead of its time. Ahead of its time.
That's a green protagonist.
No, that is that's a black guy in a blue shirt right there, Chi.
What are you looking at, Chi?
Yeah.
How do you not see the color green?
Are you colorblind, Chi?
I swear he's...
His skin color.
His skin color is green.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I see a green haze.
There's their racer head hair.
This is like captured from a VHS, so it's a little, yeah. The colors are a little messed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, you would go around collecting golden arches. MC Kids, come on. Everybody knows it.
Never heard of it.
Dude. Never played it.
All right. Other questions?
You got it for free from a McDonald's Happy Meal, dude.
Maybe. Okay. Rampage 23 also asks, who's going to lose the baby weight first, Emilio or Sam?
Oh, snap.
Definitely me.
Oh, no. I forget I have a paunch. It's also because this couch, the cushion is like pushing up my stomach. Half of it is the couch. Half of it is my fault.
All right. Question from the lotion. What are some of your favorite enemies in a video game?
Ooh. There's like guys that are stuck to each other, much like a human centipede, but they're not humans, and they're called butt lickers because their tongues are out and they just lick each other's butts.
What?
And they're moving around like a snake, and so Sam will call me butt licker a lot because she plays a lot of Binding of Isaac, but they're a crack up. Just a lot of Binding of Isaac stuff is so weird and memorable. Besides that, is there anything more satisfying than stepping on a Goomba? I mean, they do
kind of squish.
They squish so nicely.
Yeah. There was a great bad guy in Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon. He's basically a parody of, who was the wrestler? He was the governor of Minnesota for a while.
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
The body Ventura.
He's basically Jesse Ventura. And you got a great fight at the end of the game with him. I'm thinking like bosses, though. I'm trying to think of just like regular bad guys.
All the dragons in Skyrim, like your first dragon is like, it seems like a boss. And then after that, you're kind of hunting them down, but they're always fun to fight. Like, I've always had really good fights with the dragons in Skyrim, for sure. And you get stronger every time you kill one, which is dope, too. Yeah.
I will say I like a creative bad guy. Like even in Borderlands, I always reference this game when I think about this, but I'm sure other games have done it. There were guys that you didn't want to shoot in the head, and it was such a natural reaction to go for the headshot. But you had to train yourself to not shoot these guys in the head because then they would get enraged and charge at you.
Yeah. They're in Borderlands 3, and you can now they keep growing new heads up until you can turn them all the way. They keep leveling up as you blow their heads up, and you can make them in like an ultra elite eventually and then kill them for the loot.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
There were also a lot of great bad guys in the Serious Sam games.
Yeah.
I mean, that just...
The guy with the two bombs in his hands and no head.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest part is you hear him screaming from very far away. It was like a hearing test. Like, you just barely hear it, and you're like, oh, where's he coming?
Yeah.
Where's he coming?
Yeah.
I feel like I have a different answer for at least all of my favorite games. Like, when I think of Valve games, I love the headcrab from Half-Life. Wow. I love the turret, good. The friendly turret from... Mm-hmm. Portal, you know, Left 4 Dead. I would definitely probably say the Smoker is probably one of my favorite enemies.
The Smoker's a satisfying zombie to play.
Yeah.
When you get a good pull.
Yeah. And then original, like maybe boss enemy that I could think of that was one of my favorites. Oh, it's so hard to say.
If she has a paunch, does Emilio have a poncho? Yes, I do.
Oh, goodness.
Paunchy and Poncho.
Yep.
That's going to be our new name.
Next time we co-op, which is going to be never. So there's one mechanic in this whole game, huh?
Yeah, just collect the arches and you can like collect blocks and put them in different areas.
Oh, man, I can't even look at that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The water's intense.
Oh, yeah, that's epileptic. An invitation for epilepsy.
Yeah, no more MC kids here.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, next question from Zap. Bobby, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you want to kill everyone last week? You know what? Last week, we all knew what we were getting in for. It was Ray's last episode. He brought a case of White Claw. Like, we knew what was going to happen.
I want everybody to know that he came in with that idea. Like somebody on Discord hit him with it and he's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah. So we got in here. He's like, I'm on the White Claw challenge. He was already too deep. We're like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I'm going to finish this before
the end
of the podcast.
I honestly thought I was like his girlfriend. I thought I was able to have at least one can. Didn't happen.
You know how hardcore he was about drinking that? His girlfriend wanted one and he sent her to the store to buy her own. She's like, no, you're
at
not.
At that point, you got to drink what's in the cupboard.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he drank it all in 1 hour. We had 2 hours to go.
Yeah, yep. They went quick. Yep. And then he had some liquor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we got a question in chat here that I want to get to before it disappears from Mirage Leonardo. With Sony skipping E3 yet again this year, what announcements would you like to see from Nintendo? Tell you what I'd like to hear him say is, hey, we're going to be on the PC.
Yeah.
$10 Game Pass.
That would be great. That would be so good.
Do you think they will ever do that?
An announcement I would like to see from Nintendo is, hey, we're targeting an older market now.
Yeah, that's not going to do that either. But it's like the games are so good, it doesn't matter.
All of our games are rated mature.
Before Sega did it, I would have said Sega would have never went software only. And it seems to be working out for them.
Well, they did that a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, but I would have never thought they would have done it.
What if they just took their existing brand and made it mature? Like, made it
like
fucking
sexy Mario?
Bloody. Yeah.
It would ruin it, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or make it pretty fucking awesome.
Maybe. I mean, the great thing about Nintendo is you played those games when you were a little kid, and little kids are playing Nintendo games right now.
What if, like, Dark Souls met Mario?
You'd lose a whole audience with that, though.
Yeah, it's like adult Disney would be weird, I think. I don't know. Maybe it'd be good.
What's a mature game on Switch?
Oh, a lot. Dead Cells. Doom.
Doom's on Switch?
You know, when they converted the original, I think Doom 2.
But, like, those aren't Nintendo titles, though.
No,
but you can play the games on Switch.
Yeah, is there a mature rated game that Nintendo procured?
Never.
Procured. Discreet Creep. Woohoo.
Oh, wow.
Thanks,
Thank
man.
You.
Tier one subs for everybody.
Hell yeah.
Damn, he just hooked up the whole server.
Oh, Bayonetta 2. Yeah, there's a good example. Bayonetta.
That's Capcom.
Bayonetta, yeah, that's Capcom. Okay. That was definitely
on. So games that appear on the Switch but are not made by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, so when they put Wolfenstein on the Nintendo platform, they made them change the dogs to rats because they didn't want people shooting dogs in a Nintendo game.
Damn.
So, you know, sometimes Nintendo does flex like that when they're putting games on there. All right. Yeah. Thanks, thank you very much, Discreet. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm sorry. If we haven't seen, I'm sorry if I'm like showing too much. I still don't have fucking pants. So this is what you get.
Your paunch is hanging out. It's a fruit paunch.
Whoa. Okay.
I can't be any more discreet with the paunch. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not that big, Chi. You're fine. So Ponchito. I don't know.
I just realized like the whole episode. I'm sorry.
Okay. Question from Cricket Soldier. Trying to regain composure here. Consider that your online name is just a nickname for yourself. What is the meaning behind your handle, and what would it look like if you had to draw it?
What do you mean, just a nickname? My username is my nickname. People call me Smeechy all the time.
So it'd be like a cartoon version of you, if you had to draw it.
Yeah, Smeechy is my weeboo version of me.
Yeah.
It's definitely an anime girl.
Yeah.
Like, Smeechy is an anime girl.
Mine is Ender's Logic, which is kind of like Ender from Ender's Game.
Do people ever just call you Ender?
They always call me Enders, which I always find weird. Mm-hmm. Instead of Ender. I don't know. Maybe they didn't read the book. Anyway, yeah. Ender's Logic. I guess it would have to do with Ender's intelligence. So maybe, I don't know, a picture of Ender doing something smart.
People call me Smoochie because at the bars I work at, I make a drink called the Smoochie, and people just call me Smoochie when they see me.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's all encompassing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm. Digi. You'd be one pixel, dude.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Ski Free logo is pretty synonymous with me now, but yeah. Probably a robot. I don't
know. Probably.
Not just any robot. Look at my face.
You know, like that 50s toy, Robbie the Robot. I've always liked that one. Yeah. So maybe that one.
Bobby, have you seen the digital gym? I drove by one on the way here, and apparently I thought it was...
The digital gym cinema?
No. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, the movie theater.
It's a movie theater?
The digital gym cinema, yeah. So they show, like, you know, foreign films, but they do a lot of film. What am I looking for? You know,
like festivals.
Yeah. They do a lot of festivals there. They show a lot of festival work, especially for younger people. But they do all sorts of stuff. It's like a place you can rent out. Yeah,
really. I've never been there.
You wouldn't go there unless like you wanted to see some really obscure movie that was only showing there.
Okay.
And even if it was, it'd probably be shown at a Landmark cinema somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been there for like festivals and stuff.
I knew Bobby before his Bender days.
Yeah.
Apparently he was a drinking and smoking robot.
Yeah. Well, some
did
people
you smoke though?
Weed, oh yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Cigarettes?
Cigars. Yeah.
And a whole lot of weed.
You are totally Bender. I knew him before pre-Bender days. I'm sad. I bet Bobby and I could really party. Well, Bender and I could really party. I don't know about current Bobby and I.
Yeah. If you come to DLGCon, I did show some people my mugshot. So, you know.
What?
I've never seen that.
You guys never seen I keep it. It's hard to find. I don't keep that readily available. But, you know, a little treat for the people who show up in person. Okay, last question from Shadow Master. What is the must play of the first of 2020 in PC video games?
The first of 2020?
What's your first must play of 2020?
I mean, yeah. Warcraft 3 was
like first quarter
there.
Game, right?
Yeah, I guess. Or let's just say must plays of 2020. I mean, for me, it was definitely Warcraft 3. Bit of a letdown, but whatever. Definitely Cyberpunk and absolutely Doom Eternal. Like, those are the ones that I'm like pre-purchasing or buying day one and playing immediately. Other than that,
Cyberpunk for me is almost like a if you say its name, it's going to disappear. It's mm-hmm. like, it's too lofty for me to even put it as a
yeah.
goal.
Yeah.
So, Doom Eternal, I think, man, Doom 2016, just gosh, I loved it so much. And it's so PC gaming.
Yeah. Is Alex supposed to come out this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So soon, I think. Alex and what else other than Cyberpunk, which I'm kind of on the fence about. Hmm. And then I just had it and it evaded me. Final Fantasy, the remake, if it does come out this
seven.
Year. Yeah.
Their team, the Alex team, did an AMA on Reddit. I kind of skimmed through it, but it was general, kind of like...
I didn't find, I was going to put it on here, but I didn't really find anything that interesting. Yeah. It was a lot of real technical questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nerds asking nerdy questions for sure. Mm-hmm. One question was like, did you find, like traditional Half-Life stuff being too scary in VR? And then one developer was saying like, I can't even deal with one head crab, like a one mm-hmm. head crab in a dark room in VR. It's fucking scary, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
VR diapers. 2020. It's a thing.
Resident Evil 3 in April. I'm sure that'll be good. But I'm talking about like games that I would actually pre-purchase.
No, yeah. Resident Evil 3 I would be super hyped about too. Because I did love the RE2 remake. Mm-hmm. And the RE3, I like the RE3 story a lot more than RE2. So I would totally be into RE3.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job with those.
Yeah.
Oh, Index is already sold out?
Mm-hmm.
My brother, so I'm going home soon, very soon, either February. I might wait for Alex to come out to go home. Isn't that, oh my gosh, who am I? My little brother is graduating nursing school in May. Alex is coming out in March, and I got to go see Nora Chi before she gets too old. So I don't know when I'm going home, but I'm trying to get home really soon. So I'll let you guys know. When I do go home, that means I get to play with my little brother's VR headset. So I'm really excited to do that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next week, what's everyone playing?
Hopefully Chad, me, Chad and JP can play some more. Grim Dawn. And that's all I'm going to say because I have zero time these days.
I will most likely be playing CS, GTFO, Divinity, and maybe some other games. And February 16th, DLG. What is that, a Saturday or Friday? Friday I can make it. Saturday I can't.
The 16th? I'm not sure. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
I'm sorry.
But that's 2 weeks, about 2 weeks away.
What's
the 4th? Or today's the 3rd?
Today's the 3rd.
What's that game that we were just talking about?
Oh, it's Sunday.
About?
Okay, then I think I can make it. Hell yeah, Sunday the 16th. Sunday. See you then, guys.
Bobby, what's the game that was on the radar that comes out the 6th?
That was, let me see.
Ooh, Torchlight 3. Is that coming out this year?
This year.
This year, yeah.
Yes!
Was that New World? Stone Shard? Stone Shard was coming out.
Stone Shard, yeah. I might check that out.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Sniper. Well, I'm thinking about it. Maybe we could talk to the Torchlight guys. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Free Torchlight. You get a Torchlight. You get a Torchlight. You get a Torchlight.
But yeah.
They just came out with the final episode of Kentucky Route Zero,
which is a game that
I've been meaning to play for years. Like they took years to make this last episode, and it always looked like a good game, and it was actually very highly reviewed. But they had just never finished it. But are going to very soon. So maybe now's the time to get into that game. I'm going to try to pull myself away from Warcraft 3 2v2s, but I'll probably do a little bit of that. And, I'm probably going to play some Deep Rock, but I'd really like to play with some new people, especially if you're new to the game. I actually really enjoy like walking people through the game and explaining and throwing them into levels that are way too hard just to see if I can carry. So
Bobby's trying to entertain himself with some DRG versions over here.
Yeah, so if you're one of those lucky winners of the giveaway and you get a copy, let me know.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Speaking for Bobby Chi and myself, let's go with...
For Digi, Smoochie, and Ender's Logic.
Go for it, Chi.
No. I was just saying you should have said that.
Gyromite. No, it's not Gyromite. It's Gyromite, right?
Gyromite, yeah.
Titties.
And in memory of Ray and Minnie, Minnie, thanks for coming out today. And of course, Chad. We love you, Chad. I love you most.